and welcome to the Horizon Church podcast. Horizon Church is a Christ-centered, word-based, spirit-led church based in Sydney, Sutherland Shire. We are so happy to bring this week's message to you. And on behalf of our pastors, Brad and Ali Bonholm, and the Horizon Church team, we pray it's a blessing to you.
We've got the A-team on tonight. Very impressed. I thought this was a classy establishment when I saw the violin, but she's gone, has she? God bless you. Please be seated. Thanks, worship team. They're going to go and gig at the local pub. I don't know if you realise that. They leave here, they go to somewhere down at Cronulla. Only joking, But honestly, how awesome was that worship? I felt like I died and gone to heaven. They could have just kept going, seriously. You could have just had that and had more than your money's worth tonight. How awesome is the prophetic song in this place? I'd just love to come and jam with you guys one night. Like, you know, one of your, rehearsals, one of your worship practices. Wednesdays. Really, I'm not joking. Yeah, just come and let's have a... I'm sorry, I don't know if I'm overriding authority here. I've just invited myself to your worship team's Wednesday night rehearsals. I thought we could have some fun, you know, so... Okay. Oh, it's dark in here. See if I can see your faces. Has the lighting been fixed? Can it be adjusted? Any chance of putting just a little bit more light on the place, just because I like to see people's faces. It's just how I am. And in view of what I do, it's very helpful sometimes. That's a bit better. Thank you. Well, tonight, let me just start by saying I have made the ultimate sacrifice for Horizon Church. The ultimate sacrifice. I am not just a tennis fan, I am a tennis fanatic. What's more, I like to pride myself as being Rafa Nadal's number one fan in Australia. And what's more, I was actually given opportunity with free tickets to be there tonight. And I had one thought. My first thought was I could not cancel on my dear friends, Pastor Brad and Allison. I could not do it. I could do it to some other pastors, but not to them. And secondly, I honestly had a conviction that I'm meant to be here tonight. And so let's just enter into an agreement here. If we will just agree right now that the anointing will come on Rafa Nadal and he will thrash that joker, then all will be well. In agreement? Thank you, Jesus. Except for any Serbians here tonight who'll be going for Novak. Anyway, tonight I have a word. It's a fresh word. I always say that my new messages are like babies. I can feel I've got something, but I don't know what it's going to look like until it comes out. And so let's see how this delivers tonight. You're always one of the first churches I preach for in the year, so I get to trial run my messages on you. And this morning's I thought, yeah, that's a keeper. I'll keep that. I'll preach that a few more times. And let's see how this one goes. But let's pray. Before we do anything else, let's pray right now. Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you for Horizon Church. And I thank you, Lord, for every single person here tonight. Lord, I don't know everyone here by name, but you do. And I don't know what each person is going through personally, but you do. And I thank you, Lord, you've got a way of taking what I say and that you are the voice within my voice, that you can speak to each person right where they're at. Lord, I thank you for liberty in this place. I thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I thank you for an open heaven and open hearts. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth here at Horizon Church tonight as it is in heaven. And Lord, I thank you. We've got ears to hear, not what a woman has to say, but what you have to say. So Holy Spirit, have your way and have your say. In Jesus' name, amen. And I'll drink to that. I tell you what, and there's nothing else that makes my heart sing with joy than seeing a young woman preaching with Holy Ghost fire, hey, up on the platform. You got the, I can't remember your name. What's your name again? Alyssa. That was awesome. I love that offering. Thought we need 100 Alyssas. Can never get too many Holy Ghost preachers. And the female variety, come on. Vamos. Let's go. Isaiah 11:1 says, out of the stump of David's family will grow a shoot. Yes, a new branch bearing fruit from the old root. Yes, a new branch bearing fruit from the old root. Now, tonight I want to talk about stumps. Stumps. Out of the stump of David's family will grow a shoot. Stumps. So, stumps. We've got a picture of a stump. I sent a picture of a stump to your media team. A stump. Here's a stump. It's one of those things that you get when you've chopped down a tree. Yeah, no tricks. That's what a stump looks like. Not to be confused with the stumps that are used in this time of year. Those things. And given that it's this time of year in our household, the Simpson house is a house divided at this time of year because my husband wants to watch the cricket and I want to watch the tennis. And anyone else got a husband whose moods rise and fall on the performance of the Australian cricket team? Mine does. And there's a saying in cricket to pull up stumps. Going to pull up stumps. So at the end of the day, when play ceases, yep, they say they're going to pull up stumps. When the day's play is terminated, you know, the umpire pulls up stumps. But in the dictionary, it also says that to pull up stumps means to cease activity for the day, for anyone. So you might be at work, you go to your workmates, I'm pulling up stumps. I'm out. You know, you're out with your friends, it's too late, time to go home, I'm pulling up stumps. It also means to relocate, immigrate, move one's home to some other place, to pull up stumps. Now, a stump was once a tree that someone put an axe to. Now, you'd expect a tree to produce fruit, but you wouldn't expect a stump to. Because a stump, it looks dead and lifeless. It looks like its best days were before it. But Isaiah 11:1, let's return to that verse, says, out of the stump of David's family will grow a shoot. Yes, a new branch bearing fruit from the old root. So the prophet Isaiah prophesied that out of an old stump, something new was going to grow. And I want to say to you tonight that new fruit can come from old roots. And the temptation can be to discard the old completely when we're believing for something new. The temptation can be to rip it out. And that God's new has absolutely no connection to the previous thing. Especially when the old thing looks barren. Especially when what we want does not look like it will come from that. And so looking at the old stump, we would not imagine that the fruit we're believing for is going to come from that. But Isaiah said that new fruit can come from old roots. So, they say in cricket, it's time to pull up stumps. But I want to prophesy that not all stumps are to be pulled up. In fact, some stumps hold the source of your future. So some of you here tonight, I want to say, don't pull up stumps. Don't pull up stumps. That's relevant for someone here tonight. There's something that looks barren in your life. There's an area of your life and it doesn't look like it's ever going to produce. And you are so frustrated, you are so over it, and you want to literally throw the baby out with the bathwater and you want to rip up that thing, roots and all. But God is saying to you tonight, don't pull up stumps. Because some hold the source of your future. Now, there are some things in the Word that are to be torn out by the roots. There are some things. In Matthew 15:30, it says, every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be pulled up by the roots. Yeah. Jeremiah 1:10, the prophet's call. Jeremiah was called, the Lord said, in this day I've set you over the nations, over the kingdoms, to root out and to pull down. Hebrews 12 talks about a root of bitterness. And if you have a root of bitterness, you want that thing totally ripped out of your life. But don't pull up the stump that holds your future. And I pray tonight for discernment to tell the difference. Discernment to tell the difference. what's to be pulled up, but what's to remain. Do you know what? Some trees are chopped down by God. Some trees are chopped down in the will of God. It's just time. I mean, it's a pruning of the most severe nature. But nevertheless, it is a pruning in order for something new to come forth. I mean, there's some chopping down by the enemy. I mean, we've all experienced, I'm sure, and you've witnessed even the lies, perhaps of friends and family. I mean, I've been to churches where I've seen, you know, the enemy has been at work and things have been hacked off and chopped down. There's no question that it's been a demonic attack. I mean, some things are chopped down because it's simply a work of man. But do you know what? The stump will produce fruit irrespective of how it was chopped down. Doesn't matter how it got chopped down or who chopped it down. That the stump, the new fruit, will come from the old root. I want to bring encouragement to someone here tonight because there was a tree in your life. I see someone, it was like your marriage got chopped down and it wasn't your choice. You didn't put the axe to the tree. It wasn't your preferred future. And though you're looking at a stump tonight, God wants you to know there is still hope and there is still something that you can look forward to because there can be new fruit that'll come from the old roots. Do you know what? The old can become new. The old can become new as it produces new life. You might be looking at a business that's been decimated. I mean, during the GFC, I know many people, and it's like the axe of the global financial crisis went to the trunk of the tree, and all they were left with the stump. But I know many of them who now, 10 years later, are seeing fresh fruit. Because they didn't pull out the stump. What is it tonight? Perhaps there is something in your life and you're discouraged about. Maybe your confidence has been ravaged. Do you know what I'm telling you? I pray that God will open your eye to see. You see, roots are invisible. That's the life. It's the underground. You can't see what's going on down there, but they're the source of your future lies. In 2016, I chopped down the tree of my own ministry. Not my calling. Let me make a distinction. Not my calling, because that will never be chopped down. But the Lord put an axe in my hand and asked me if I would chop down 25 years, as I had known it, of traveling ministry and stop. I cancelled everything that I'd booked and literally chopped it down. Everything that I had known and was looking at seemingly a lifeless stump. Not knowing what future ministry would look like. Not knowing if, to be honest, I would go back into ministry. That was the honest truth. I mean, I told people I was on sabbatical, but the reality is I had no idea what the next season would look like. And so it was a step of faith and it was a decent sized tree. I had my calendar booked for up to 2 years at a time, and I had to actually stop there. I'd have people who would book me even further in advance if I let them. And so I spent this year looking at this stump, but God's instruction to me was for me to get back to my roots. Get back to my roots. Is there someone here tonight? You need to get back to your roots. Oh yeah, I was busy for God, and I was preaching my heart out and prophesying all over the world, but the reality was that I'd lost something. I'd lost my simple devotion to Christ. I'd lost my roots of worship and intimacy with God. I'd lost the joy of the Lord. They were still there. They'd never gone, but they weren't visible anymore. And as I took that step of faith and put the axe to the tree, in obedience to God, it was His idea, not mine. The amazing thing was that when things got rebooted a year later and I felt the new thing of ministry bubbling, I honestly thought that things were going to be completely new. I thought I would never travel again. I honestly thought that, and I was longing to stay at home. For those of you who don't know me or what I do, I travel full time. But I did make some change. There was new fruit that came from the old roots. I am back as a prophetic ministry, but doing things different. There is something different. For me, it's a different feel. It's a fresh anointing. There's a new fruit. It's different. It's the same, but it's different. It's new fruit that grew from the old root. And it came about because I was willing to chop down the tree and trust God with the stump. So sometimes we are required to chop down our own trees. Yep, sometimes God puts the axe in our hand and says, will you take the step of faith? But like I said, sometimes it's not our choice. Sometimes it's not our preference. But nevertheless, stumps are stumps, and God has a way of bringing life from what looks like a dead stump. Job 14, 7 to 9. Can the worship team return, please? Job 14, 7 to 9 says, "For there is hope for a tree, if it is cut down, that it will sprout again, and that its tender shoots will not cease. Though its root may grow old in the earth, and its stump may die in the ground, yet at the scent of water it will bud, and bring forth branches like a plant." At the scent of water. Some of you think you need a deluge, you need a flood, you need some heavy rain to see that barrenness, that lifelessness, that hopelessness transform, to see life come again, to see the resurrection that you're believing for. Some of you think for that change to take place, for the fruitfulness to come, that surely the heavens are going to open and the rains are going to pour down, and yet the Lord says, even just at the scent of water, at the scent, I'm smelling something in the atmosphere. Do you know the smell this afternoon? You just smell the change. You can smell it when rain's coming. You can smell it when there's moisture in the atmosphere. Some of you, it's going to take a lot less to bring that transformation, that new birth, hey, that life, that resurrection, than you think. At the scent of water, it will bud and bring forth branches like a plant. Don't pull up stumps. Don't pull up stumps. You might be despising your stumps. You might spit at your stumps. You might kick your stumps. But there's life in those stumps. New fruit's going to come. As I travel, you know, I see churches and many churches, you know, they want to introduce the new. There are churches that go through great cultural transformations, and I'm not telling pastors how to do their jobs, but I've just seen by observation that churches that totally rip out the roots, totally rip out, that, you know, it can be quite traumatic. It can be quite traumatic for a church. And it's not always a successful process, because there's some good roots. There's been some good roots. There are some of you, even in your families. None of our families are perfect. You know, but there can be some good roots in your family. You know, that... You know, and the thing that God builds on the past, He builds even the things that did go wrong. Yeah, you learn from those things. I want you all to close your eyes right now. I'm just sensing the Holy Spirit, and He's just, it's like He's pressing on me. He's like, stuff He wants to do tonight. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. Yeah, don't pull up stumps. What are the stumps in your life? There have been different seasons in my life. You know, sometimes there's been, you know, relationship stumps where I've been in a relationship and it's like the axe has been put to it. And it's a grievous thing. You know, we can grieve over those stumps. Especially when it was flourishing and it was beautiful and it was green. Can you trust God with your stumps tonight? Some of you have come into 2019 and it was an area. Maybe it was a dream that was chopped down. Yeah, something that looked like it was progressing, proceeding, flourishing in God, and bam, something happened, something out of left field. And it doesn't look like what it looked like. I want to speak hope into your hearts tonight. I want to speak promise. I want to speak the prophetic word of the Lord, that new fruit can come from fresh roots. That fresh fruit, sorry, new fruit can come from the old roots. Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know what? It might be here tonight and your relationship with God might be one of those stumps. You know, there was a time and it was flourishing and it was strong and it was beautiful and, you know, things with you and the Lord were just awesome, and something happened and bam, your faith got chopped down. Bam, a curveball came, or bam, you were betrayed. There was a disappointment. There was, you know, it was something that took place, and now as you look at your relationship with God, it just looks like a bit of a stump, if you were to be honest. But you know, right now, right at this moment, I just feel God wants to bring a fresh connection for some of you, with you and the Lord. That here at the outset of 2019, you'd say, Lord, I'm believing. I'm going to trust again. I'm going to hope again. I'm going to believe again. I'm just going to take a step of faith and believe that the stump of my relationship with you is going to sprout. It's going to bud. It's going to bring forth a new branch, a new life, new fruit in 2019. Maybe you're here and you don't have a relationship with God at all. You've never received Jesus into your heart. Like, you've never prayed a prayer. You've surrendered to God. We said, I want to know you, Jesus. I don't just want to know about you. I mean, there are people here tonight all around about you, and that they don't just believe in God. They know Him. They follow Him. They know Him as their Heavenly Father. They're His child. And you can know that too tonight. You can experience what it is to have a relationship, to know God, not just know about Him. With every eye closed right now, I just want you to consider your spiritual condition.
Thanks for listening to this week's message. For more info about Horizon Church, please visit our website at horizonchurchsydney.com. Have a fantastic day, and we hope to see you again soon.